Hey, Conqueens. Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood stress whisperer, back with another dose of wisdom to help you navigate this crazy roller coaster we call life. Today, we're diving into something super important: building resilience and coping with emotional trauma. You know that feeling when life throws a curveball and you feel like you're just drowning in a sea of overwhelm? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We can choose to be resilient. We can choose to bounce back stronger, wiser, and more capable than ever before. And trust me, girl, that's a superpower worth cultivating. Think about it. Life is full of ups and downs, unexpected twists, and moments that can leave us feeling shattered. But imagine having the inner strength to weather any storm, to turn those setbacks into stepping stones, to rise above the chaos and emerge even more radiant. That's resilience in action, baby. So let's unpack 5 key takeaways that will help you build your own personal fortress of calm and conquer emotional trauma like a boss. 1. Acknowledge your experience. First things first, give yourself permission to feel. Don't try to bottle it up or pretend everything is fine when it's not. Acknowledge the pain, the anger, the fear, all of it. Bottling up emotions only makes them fester and grow stronger. You're human, and it's okay to feel things deeply. Recognizing those feelings is the first step towards healing. Think of it like this. You wouldn't ignore a physical injury, right? So why treat emotional wounds any differently? 2. Seek support. Girl, you don't have to go through this alone. Ever felt like you're carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders? Yeah, me too. That's where having a solid support system comes in. Lean on your loved ones, friends, family, mentors, whoever makes you feel safe and understood. Talking about what you're going through can lighten the load immensely. And if you need extra guidance, there's no shame in seeking professional help from a therapist or counselor. They're trained to guide you through difficult times and equip you with coping mechanisms that work for you. 3. Practice self-care. This is non-negotiable, my queens. Taking care of yourself physically, mentally, and emotionally is essential for building resilience. Fuel your body with nourishing foods, get enough sleep, trust me, it makes a world of difference. Move your body in ways that feel good, dance like nobody's watching, go for a walk in nature, or try yoga. Find activities that bring you joy and help you recharge. Remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. Cultivate mindfulness. Ever heard the saying, be present? Well, mindfulness is all about that. It's about tuning into the present moment without judgment, noticing your thoughts and feelings as they arise, and letting them pass without getting swept away. It's like taking a mental break from the constant chatter in your head. There are tons of mindfulness techniques out there: meditation, deep breathing exercises, journaling. Find what works for you and make it a regular practice. 5. Reframe your perspective. This is where things get really powerful. Trauma often leaves us feeling powerless, hopeless, or even broken. But what if we could reframe those experiences? Instead of viewing them as defeats, what if we saw them as opportunities for growth, learning, and strength? Challenge those negative thoughts that keep you stuck in the past. Remind yourself of your resilience, your inner strength, and your ability to overcome adversity. All right, queens, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant young woman who recently lost her job after years of hard work and dedication. She's overwhelmed with feelings of fear, anger, and self-doubt. Her world feels upside down, and she's struggling to cope. But then, Sarah remembers the resilience toolkit we talked about today. She reaches out to her supportive friends for comfort and guidance. She starts practicing mindfulness exercises to calm her racing thoughts and find peace in the present moment. She takes time to care for herself, getting enough sleep, eating nourishing foods, and engaging in activities that bring her joy. And slowly but surely, Sarah begins to shift her perspective. She sees this job loss not as a failure, but as an opportunity for a fresh start, a chance to pursue her true passions and create a life she truly loves. She embraces the uncertainty with courage and determination. So, my gorgeous conqueens, remember this. Building resilience and coping with emotional trauma is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your small victories, and never underestimate your own strength. You are capable of amazing things, even in the face of adversity. You've got this. And don't forget to share this episode with your fellow queens who need a little boost of calm energy. And hey, if you have any stories or insights about resilience that you want to share, hit us up on social media. We love hearing from you and creating a community of support together. Until next time, stay strong, stay calm, and keep shining bright, my loves.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.